province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Premier Tami Ntuli says the working conditions of police officers stationed at the Eswatini border will be the subject of discussions with the police minister. Ntuli says they want to explore practical measures to strengthen security controls at the Golela border post. He says the influx of undocumented migrants and illegal smuggling are issues that continue to undermine the economies of KZN and the neighbouring kingdom. Ntulian customs officials discussed measures to curb crime at the border post yesterday. The Premier says law enforcement officers spoke about a number of challenges, including the poor condition of police stations in the area.
In terms of the number of the human resource they have, they see the need that if there more can be added, will in fact strengthen their fight against crime. When we meet even at a Minimac, that are some of the issues we'll be raising, because I will be taking to the Minimac issues of crime that are affecting KwaZulu-Natal, wherein we believe that we require the intervention of the National Minister of Police.
The KZN-based non-profit has identified poverty and neglect as the leading causes of child labour in the province. Last week, police raided two clothing factories in northern KZN, arresting 47 workers and employers on suspicion of being undocumented. Authorities say a 14-year-old boy, allegedly working in one of the companies, was removed from the premises. Senekiwa Biela from Lifeline Peter Maritzburg says child labour is more common than people realise. She's explained that the problem often stems from families struggling with hunger and unemployment. Biela says in some cases, parents or guardians themselves unintentionally contribute to the exploitation of children.
Sometimes we find that the granny, the mother, is working for this particular household as a domestic worker. On the day the mother is sick or the mother has another commitment, they can't make it. But they don't want to lose the income for the day. So they will then send the child to go stand in. They also use a lot for farm work, where the child will be on the farm, but they'll be standing in for somebody who couldn't make it to work today, but the child is getting sent everywhere. So there are times where they get trafficked for organized crimes, like dealing with drugs, or they become sex workers.
Limpopo police say they're pleased with the safety plans put in place as delegates gather in Polokwane for the start of the G20 health ministers meeting. It's a final round of discussions as the country prepares for the G20 leaders summit in Johannesburg later this month. Over the next 4 days, health ministers and senior officials from the world's leading economies will discuss key global priorities. Ulani Mashaba is with the SAPS in the province.
Our integrated security plan incorporates all necessary measures to safeguard our distinguished international guests and participants.
And a construction worker who was trapped under the rubble of a collapsed medieval tower in central Rome has died. Officials say the Romanian national had remained conscious during the 12-hour rescue operation before being hospitalized in a critical condition. He'd been helping to renovate the 13th century structure near the Colosseum, which partially collapsed yesterday, sending rubble into the street and a thick white cloud of dust into the air. The Rome prosecutor's office has opened an investigation. Durban's reaching a high of 30 degrees today. Richards Bay 33, Maritzburg 34. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a train to return to Anfield tonight with Real Madrid facing Liverpool in the Champions League. AmaZulu, Richards Bay and Kaizer Chiefs in Betway Prem action tonight. And if you missed it earlier, Comrades Marathon entries sold out.